after Proverbs, which is followed by Ecclesiastes, which is followed by the Song of Solomon. First is Proverbs, written by King David, but also by Solomon. Solomon wrote some of the Proverbs. And Solomon meditated upon the Proverbs. Now let us remember that neither David nor Solomon wrote anything. It was the Holy Spirit. But men, moved by the Holy Spirit, then wrote what the Holy Spirit wanted to say through them. So the first book, Proverbs, is outer court. The second book, Ecclesiastes, holy place. The third book, Song of Solomon, holy of holies. So we begin with Proverbs, and then we look at Ecclesiastes, and then the Song of Solomon. What's the difference? The outer court, Proverbs, is all about the individual in his domestic government, domestic, home, family, government, subject to God's left hand and subject to then, because it's under the left hand, nature and nature's God. Nature and nature's God. So, the book of Proverbs is for the individual under domestic economy or a domestic government, which is subject then to the left hand of God and therefore under nature and nature's God. But there's something else under his left hand, and that's Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is political government, and because King Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes after being king, he was particularly giving testimony to every king as to how a kingdom should be ruled and how one must be careful to stay under nature and nature's God when you're doing the political economy or the political house. So we have the domestic house, then we have the political house, and then finally, we have the spiritual house, the Song of Songs, also written by Solomon. Three books, David and Solomon, the first, Proverbs, then Solomon, Ecclesiastes, and then Solomon. In fact, this is called Solomon's Song. The Song of Solomon. All right, so he has a song, just like Moses had a song. Remember in the Old Testament, Moses had a song. In fact, the whole book of Psalms is song. In fact, there are many, many songs. Miriam had a song. Lots of songs. But these songs, of all the songs, this one is unique in that it refers not to an individual, but to a people. And because it's written by the Holy Spirit, it has to do with the love affair, not between a king and one of his wives, which everyone assumes when you read it, but between the Lord God and his people, or between the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride. So this is the song about the church. So the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, is the Song of Songs. Why? Because it's the one that takes place in the Holy of Holies. So this is the maturity of the church. This is the right hand. So many commentators over the years have read it as all kinds of things about God in the synagogue, or perhaps God in secular rulers, or on and on and on. I believe, and I'm certain that I'm correct, I believe that this has to do with the bride of Christ, the church, in this world, but not of this world. not under the left hand, but under the right hand. It's not about politics. It's not about the natural family, domestic house. It's not about the political house. It's about the house of God, God's own household. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but a king, like a pharaoh, let's say pharaoh, would always divide their kingdoms, and they still do, by the way, between my private affairs, right hand, and my public affairs, left hand. All kings do this. When Joseph served the pharaoh, he not only was trustee or vizier over the public kingdom, but he also was over the house. In fact, he had jurisdiction over the whole house except for the wife. Interesting. So he handled all the pharaoh's personal affairs except for the wife. That belonged only to the pharaoh, the king. Same as God. God runs the whole world by his left hand, but only his church or his bride or his wife by the right hand. Now, we will see in this book of the Song of Songs or the Song of Solomon that the wife is both plural and singular. Plural in its aggregate, singular in its individuality. And they're kept together. So the bride is singular, but the bride is also a company or a people or an aggregate of the whole. Those that all belong to the kingdom of God. Over here, we're in the kingdom of this world. Now, the political kingdom, Ecclesiastes, should not rule over the family because God claims that for himself under his left hand. So therefore, a government that usurps commits an act of lese majesty or majeste, which means you've overstepped in Latin, ultra vires. You have acted ultra vires, beyond your call, beyond your charge, beyond your border, beyond your limit, beyond your fence. You got out of what I told you to do, and now you're doing something I forbade you to do. Do not transgress, trespass, go beyond what I told you to do. And even though it happens today that certain government officials will go beyond what God told them to do, yet they have no authority to do it. However, you cannot take matters in your own hands and just shout them down or shoot them. You actually have to suffer. And it's good for you. Isn't that exciting? It'd be like a child who's in a family. They also have no power. They have no way to get free. So they can